This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Remember the Honduran caravan? It's been out of the news because of the fake pipe bomb hoax, which is obviously a false flag, plus the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, which was a real event, real violence, that was motivated by things that we'll get into later. But the Honduran caravan was stripped out of the headlines on purpose because it's working against the Democrats, who are trying to, of course, win control of the House of Representatives in the upcoming midterm elections. But President Trump has now issued, well, actually more than just issued the order, that the Pentagon is in the process of deploying 5,000 troops, according to media reports, to the border. 5,000 troops. So kind of quietly under the radar, because the media hasn't made a huge deal of this yet. The stories are out there, but it's not exploding in the headlines. We've got the U.S. military deployed on the border, or in the process of that. And this is, by the way, this is the proper deployment of the military. It's the role of the military to defend your borders against foreign invasions. And this caravan can only be described as a foreign invasion, even if you, like me, have compassion for people. We want to help people. We feel sorry for people who have difficult circumstances in their home countries. And yet, America can't accept every person in every country in the world who wants to leave their horrible local conditions. There are too many in the world. And the best way that we can help these people and others is to help spread liberty, democracy, economic freedom, help spread education and knowledge so that every country in the world might be a better place. That's actually the correct answer in all of this, not to just let 15,000 people invade the United States of America. We have a system for immigration. And as a nation, we have the right to determine who enters our country and who doesn't. And we have a largely merit-based system. So we get to decide who comes in, and we should attract those who are most qualified. And yet, what we're seeing now, Fox News reported that there's at least one convicted murderer who has joined the caravan because he knows that he's got a chance of getting into the United States as part of the refugee caravan. So a lot of violent criminals, you could imagine, will be joining this caravan or have already joined it because they think they're going to get political asylum and be able to enter the United States. Well, guess what? We've got too many violent criminals already in the United States, and many of them are illegal aliens, by the way, and some of them have been given sanctuary protection status, which allows them to continue carrying out crimes of violence against American citizens. We've had a shooting of an American woman. She was killed by an illegal alien in San Francisco, and that illegal was granted essential immunity by the courts and by the sanctuary city status, and that person got off no punishment for murdering, shooting an American woman. And that's just one of many. There are hundreds of documented cases of illegals coming into the country, committing murder or dealing drugs or human trafficking or, you know, weapons violations, all kinds of law violations and posing a threat to the safety of society. If we start allowing America to be invaded by hordes of tens of thousands of foreign nationals, many of whom may have a criminal record, then we're going to lose our country. And most Americans agree with what I've just said on that. Most Americans want to protect our border. And that goes for Democrat Americans as well. And so the Honduran caravan, the images of that in the news, that was really working against the Democrats. So they had to change. They had to change the narrative and switch something, change the conversation. And that's when you had the fake pipe bombs mailed And of course, then wall-to-wall coverage of the fake pipe bombs, which the media lied about and said were real bombs. They weren't real bombs. They were fake bomb props. It was a false flag operation. Kind of obvious. It was like, it was a really bad theatrical production. The bombs were fake. It was a horrible job even building fake bombs. And everything was too obvious. Even they discovered this perfectly wrapped van with all these images that were pro-Trump and pro-Pence and showing it crosshairs over the face of Hillary Clinton. That van couldn't have survived a day driving around Miami, by the way. And yet somehow there it was, you know, ready for the TV cameras. The whole thing was obviously set up and staged. The synagogue shooting was a different story. That was real violence, a real shooting. Real people died, and I've already spoken at length about that and how much I denounce the Jew haters online, those who attack people for being Jewish, and I denounce those who are Nazi labelers, who just label everybody a Nazi if they don't like you. If you're a Trump supporter, they label you a Nazi. No, no, we are the ones, us Trump supporters, we are the ones who support Judaism, we support religious freedom, we support the Jewish people, and we recognize that Jewish people are good people who contribute tremendously to our global community, and that they deserve to be safe in their synagogues just as much as Christians deserve to be safe in their churches or you know, other religions, people who are worshiping, regardless of your religion, Hindu, Islam, Buddhist, Catholic, whatever. You deserve to be safe in your places of worship, for God's sake, you know, literally. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. The point is that we have the right to defend our borders, and we should thank President Trump for protecting our borders and for deploying the military. And this is the proper role of the military. So the question I have is, what happens? How does this go down when you've got illegal aliens trying to break into the country? And you've got 5,000 military troops standing on the border saying, no, you can't come in. At what point does this turn to violence somehow? You know, you can warn these illegals, don't come in, don't come in. But then, you know, the George Soros liberal activists of the world will say, no, rush them, rush on in. Rush the soldiers. Get shot, because they want somebody to get shot. So they can have it on camera. They can say, oh, look how mean America is. They shot these poor immigrants. Well, we don't want to shoot anybody, but we also are going to defend our territory and our nation. And so the proper thing for these Honduran caravan participants to do is turn around and go home, because you're breaking the rules. This is not the way to enter America. You're not honoring the immigration system. You're not honoring the other immigrants who follow the rules and came into the country legally, and you have no claim to the pocketbook of the American people. You can't just walk in and say, I demand the right to vote. I demand endless entitlements. Give me food stamps and welfare, free housing, free health care. No, it doesn't work that way. Turn around and go home, or our soldiers will, one way or another, probably stop you. And that's the way it's got to be. That's how you defend your nation. Same way you defend your home. You got a front door, you lock the door, you get to tell people who gets to come in and who doesn't. And you can't just have 15,000 people show up at your front door and say, we demand to come into your house and clear out your fridge and eat your food and sleep in your bed and, you know, everything else. No, you get to say no because it's your house. Same thing with America. We get to say no because it's our country, not the Hondurans. So follow more of this at my website, newstarget.com. Or check out migrants.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers Store, we are a pro-liberty,
pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.